Welcome back to the Finsiders here on a Tuesday evening. Greg Likens pleased to be joined in studio by linebacker Danelle Ellerby from the Miami Dolphins. Danelle, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Now that practice over.
Yeah, practice is over, exactly. Practice number 10 in the books this morning. How's training camp going so far for you?
It's going smooth. I mean, it's one of the easiest training camps I've been in so far in my year. Thankful to the CBA, so I'm looking forward to the season.
Yeah, fewer and fewer days in full pads, and the hitting isn't as extreme. So, yeah, I saw the smile on your face when you walked in here. Hopefully that means some healthy teammates and yourself entering this 2014 season, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's what you want. You want to get to learning in training camp and be as healthy as you can heading into the season, because it's a grind once you get into the season.
All right, before we get into all the football, because we want to pick your brain before this season starts, I got to congratulate you. On a personal note, you became a father this offseason. What was that experience like?
It was awesome. I mean, I can't describe it. It was like taking a Super Bowl win and times of feeling it.
Yeah, and yeah. How is that going as you're – I know it's a difficult time for you because you've got a newborn, but you're in training camp, so how are you balancing that?
I come to work. Whenever we get a break, I go home and see him if he's awake, and at night when we get our break before a curfew, I go home and see him, and if he's up, try to put him to sleep, just go spend time with him and bond with him.
Good stuff. Well, you got a young Dolphins fan there then, as everybody is happy to hear that. All right, Danelle. A lot of the talk about this defense this offseason was about the shift in the linebackers. So you moving from the middle to the outside, Koumissi moving from the outside to the middle. And many people have asked about how Koumissi's doing, making that switch. I want to ask you how you're doing, as I know that you have experience from your days in Baltimore, but how is that going so far during this training camp?
I feel like it's going great. I'm back home what I've been doing the whole time I've been in the league before I got here, so I'm comfortable at that position. And if I would have been in Mike this year, it would have been my second year, I'd have been more comfortable. But, I mean, whatever going to help the team, if this helped the team better than me being in Mike, I'm all for it.
And what aspects of it are I guess easier for you, or has made the transition go smoothly for you? I mean, what parts of playing on the outside as opposed to the middle? Like, take us inside the linebacker room. What do you like about it there?
Basically, is what I've been doing the whole time I've been in the league. So I got more comfortable doing that. I played Mike in college, and then I moved to outside. So I 4 years getting used to playing the same position. So I got more comfortable at it. And then I went to Mike. It's different. When you're playing Mike, you're playing inside out, and when you're playing Will, you more likely outside in. So I was still in my mind not trying to let things beat me to the outside, because I was used to keeping things inside of me. So it was just a transition that I had to get used to. I feel like I did good at it, but I was going to be better this year. But now at Will, I'm back at home, and I feel more comfortable.
Yeah, let those instincts take over, as that's what you're accustomed to. Danelle Ellerby, linebacker for the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. All right, and so with all that said, how is Koa doing so far with the transition?
Koa's doing great. He's doing great. He's never played Mike before in his life. So, I mean, he's taking great strides. He's playing fast. He's learning quick. I mean, when he gets it down all the way, we're going to be very good. We're going to be very good.
One of the things we hear from Mike Wallace is that he feels more comfortable in his second year now with this Dolphins organization. The two of you came into this organization at the same time last year in free agency. Do you feel the same way?
Oh, yes. I mean, it takes time and repetition to get used to a new scheme and a new defense. I came from a 3-4, now I'm playing a 4-3. So just having a year under my belt has done a ton. I mean, even with the switch to outside linebacker, last year I knew Mike and Will just in case I had to move and do a switch. So just learning the whole scheme, the whole concept of the defense, it'll help you out a lot. And being that I've been in this defense for a year and this going on my second year, I'm definitely more comfortable.
All right, I got to ask you about some of the other elements of this defense. Your defensive line has been playing tremendous. You got some great players up in front of you guys. How good is that defensive line when you look around the league? Because you got some terrific players playing up in front of you.
Well, you got one of the top defensive lines in the league. I mean, it makes our job a lot easier. They're able to eat up blocks and demand double teams and let us free. And this year, the way we're doing the defense, we'll have a lot more tackles in the backfield, and we'll get to the ball a lot quicker.
Okay, and then you look behind you guys into the outside, the secondary, especially the last few scrimmages, or if you practice, including the scrimmage, it's been like ball hawk central. It looks like the defensive backs at times have their hands on the ball more than the wide receivers. That's got to be encouraging from the defensive side of the ball.
Oh, yeah, our corners are very athletic. The guys that can get their hands on the ball, I mean, I just like being out there with those guys, seeing those guys make plays, because, I mean, they're going to make plays on the ball and not so much worry about the man. They're going after the ball. So, I mean, that's a good thing to have, get them turnovers that we always preach about.
Has that been a point of emphasis from Coach Coyle and the defensive coaching staff? Because I've talked to some of your defensive teammates, and they said that, you know, creating the turnovers in the scrimmage, creating turnovers in practice, that's been something that's been preached.
Yeah, more so the strips at the ball, getting the ball off the ball carrier. And we increased our turnovers last year from the year before, and this year we want to get more strips. So.
Yeah, and we're seeing some evidence of that so far during the practices. Danelle Ellerby, linebacker from the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. All right, Danelle, we know on Friday night, finally, you guys get to hit somebody outside of the aqua and white uniforms that you have out here. You're going to play the Atlanta Falcons preseason game number one. I know you're a veteran in this league, but are you excited about that first game to get out there and play against a different team?
You're always excited to play against someone else and hit someone else. You get tired of beating up on your teammates and going out there hitting the same people every day. It's always great to go against some different competition, and you can really go all out in the game and tackle and try to knock the ball off people up under the lights and on TV.
Yes, and typically, you know, the veterans don't play too much in that first preseason game. Who are some of the young guys defensively that you're going to be watching who have an opportunity to impress the coaching staff on Friday night?
Christian in our linebacker room, he's doing very good. I mean, they can't block the guy. He's a tall guy. He ranges like Deion Sims. Deion Jordan. I'm looking forward to seeing Deion Jordan out there, Jamar Taylor, Will. I mean, we got a lot of young guys that's going out there and make plays, and Jordan Tripp, he's been out here doing a good job too.
Okay, one final question for you, Danelle. Noticed that Joe Philbin this year has kind of made an emphasis to be a better communicator and have a different approach to his coaching. Have you noticed that at this point? Because you saw him last year and see him this year. Is it a different Coach Philbin this year?
I was still trying to learn Coach Philbin, and I'm still trying to learn Coach Philbin, so I really can't tell the difference. One thing I do like, and I can say, that he definitely loves to take care of his players and make sure his players are healthy and go out there and play the best to their ability. So I really respect and commend him on that.
All right, well, good stuff. Hey, Danelle, really appreciate you joining us here on the Finsiders. Thanks for taking the time, and good luck not only in Friday's game, but stay healthy throughout the preseason.
Appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
There he is, Danelle Ellerby, linebacker for the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. Much more to come here in this 5 o'clock hour, including Chat's Choice coming up next. We'll also catch up with columnist from Dolphins.com, Andy Cohen. Also, want to let you know, Danelle and I were talking about this off the air, pumped up about Dolphins football coming back September 7th. Celebrate the return of another exciting season, kicking off with the home opener against the New England Patriots. Get your tickets at Dolphins.com today. You're watching the Finsiders on Fox Sports Florida, listening on Dolphins.com and the Finsiders Radio Network.